Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
It's Laura Fox in for Jennifer Zamparelli for the last time this week. And not only am I robbing her show, I'm even robbing her pals because it's time for this.
R-I-E-N-D-S. Jen's Friday Friends.
Now, the last time this week's guest was on Jen's Friends, we knew her as Moonthor Emer, but now she's stepping out of the classroom and into your living room as the co-host of today alongside Dahi O'Shea. It's Emer O'Neill, and she's here to talk the best topics of the week. Emer, how are you?
Hello, hello. I'm grand, Laura. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. I'm so happy to be robbing Jen's Friends, and especially you, because I'm dying to get into a big juicy chat about what we've been talking about for the whole week.
Oh. Me too.
Now, on Monday, we got loads of texts in after we talked about relationship virgins and whether it's a bit of a turn off if you're dating someone who has never been in a long-term relationship. Who do you know like that?
Oh my God, this is gas. Yeah, my husband's definitely listening downstairs. But who do I know? Oh, I don't know. My husband? it's gas. When we met, he'd never actually been in like a long-term relationship ever before. So I was his first serious girlfriend who he made his wife.
Oh, what age was he?
He's 39 now, and when we met, geez, what was he? We were together 7 years. I'm no good at maths.
He's grand. He was 32. But 32. Come here to me for like 2 seconds. Like, he had never been in a long term relationship. Where is he from?
From Greystones.
There you go. See, it's an Irish thing, and it's something that, okay, when you actually say it out loud and put it on paper, being like, oh my God, you're never in a serious relationship, yada, yada, yada. It's actually not that big of a deal, because like most Irish people that we know, we don't really do this whole dating scene. And I think we've picked it up from TV. It's the Yanks. Maybe. The Yanks go dating the whole time. Whereas we kind of, we go shifting a few people. You don't really get official with them. It doesn't mean you haven't actually had feelings
like,
for anybody.
Do you want to go steady, Laura?
Exactly. Like, it's so cringe. So to be honest, I think you kind of hit the jackpot a little bit, because it means that you've no baggage to deal with. You've no ex-girlfriends that are going to come out of the woodwork.
This is true. But we also do a certain amount of training of our men when we're dating. So, you know, you kind of have to start from the beginning if they haven't been trained.
But listen, it's kind of like when you start driving, you may as well start off with no habits.
Okay, yeah, you're probably right.
Is he dying now that you've told everybody about this?
Oh, he's gonna absolutely kill me. Like, I'm surprised he hasn't come up the stairs and like given me death stares. But you know, there's that other thing too where you're like, what actually is wrong with you that you weren't in a serious relationship before? I'm a little concerned.
Well, you're married now, so I think it's kind of too late to go asking those questions. What did your friends and family think when you got together with them?
Oh, they were delighted. God, everybody loved him. I've never heard so much, oh my God, Sean, he's so amazing. You're so lucky, Emer. And I'm like, is he lucky? Hello? No? Okay, cool. Yeah,
that
no, they were mad about him.
The exact same thing that my family do as well to me. And I'm just like, I'm the catch.
Right. Hello. Like,
listen, before our heads are so big that we can't fit out the door at the end of this, we'll change it on to career changes. So we got loads of calls from people who had changed jobs and never looked back on Wednesday's show. I did mention your new gig with Dahi there, but you've been a coach, you've been a teacher, you've been an activist, a writer and a TV presenter, all in the very recent years. Was it planned or like has your ambition just stayed changing?
Oh gosh, it's absolutely mad, Laura. I'm finding it hard to keep up with myself at this stage. The last year has just been an absolute dream come true. I mean, I've always done like you know, drama and stuff. I've done theatre, I've done pantos, I've sang, I'm trained opera singer, like, but I never really thought it would go anywhere. I've always just done it in the background. So, you know, being in front of a camera is never a big deal for me, you know, that kind of way. Yeah. But I was a teacher, you know, that's, you know, I had to bring home the bacon. And I didn't really ever get many gigs, even though I've been with agents since I was a child. I just never really got anything. I kind of was always told just not really what you're looking for. And because I'm plus size, I was put kind of into a box. And then also I'm a person of color, so I was put into a smaller box again. Mm. So it just never really worked out for me. But I suppose with my activist work and that journey that started last year, it just brought me on this path that it just was a roller coaster, and it hasn't stopped. And I was on maternity leave when it all happened, you know, because like one of my videos in response to the death of George Floyd, that went viral. And that's kind of when it all started. And then I was asked to come on. I auditioned for Homeschool Hub. And then, you know, they wanted me to be the Joe Wicks of Ireland. And I started the Exercise with Emer for the kids. And that was like unbelievable. And the response to that was so great. You know, I had a lot of parents of mixed race and biracial kids get in touch with me and just say, like, it's been so huge for us as a family to see your face on TV. And I can totally get that, because like, I grew up in Ireland, and honestly, I never saw anybody that looked like me on TV. So I know how huge that is and how important it is. Like, I grew up watching The Den, and you know, it just,
yeah,
you just like, you know, you take it for granted, I think, you know, that you're going to see people that look like you every day around you, and jobs and positions, and on TV, in school, in leadership positions. And that just isn't something I had. So I just think, like, for what RTE have done with me has just been so amazing, and I'm so grateful. Like, they've just, they took a chance on me. That's all I can say.
I absolutely know you're so grateful, but you're so deserving of it as well. You more than fit the bill, and you're able for it. And I enjoyed everything I've seen. I remember the first time I came across you was actually when you took over Jen's Instagram.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. God, that was amazing. I have to say, I think that was actually a huge moment for me. Like, I was supposed to do like 1 day or 2 day, I think, takeover, and Jen just was like, hey, Emer, do you want to just like do it for the week? Because this is going really well. And I was like, are you serious? Because like, her platform was huge and it was so important. And I was just like, you serious? Yes, please. Like, can I? Because this is really amazing to have this platform, you know? And as a result, like, so many of her followers came over and followed me and were so positive and so nice and so supportive and are still following me to this day. And like, it was actually a really kind of big change in my career and even in like my social media, like following. After that week of that takeover, like, I had so much support from her followers, which was huge. So I'm a massive fan of Jen and her followers. And it's like, that's why coming on Jen's Friends, I'm like, oh yes, 100%. Like, I'm here.
Well, I'm really happy that I got to rob you today, because I'm also a big fan of you. But I would like to say, like, you have done a lot in the past in terms of like doing different jobs. And I know we're saying the last year, like your activist role and then going on to like Jen's Instagram and just getting picked up and now going on to the Today Show. What would you say to someone who is counting the minutes down to their lunch break every day and can't wait until work is over?
Gosh, I don't, like, it's tough because, like, I've been teaching 12 years. I'm a PE teacher and it's my passion. I love it. I love working with kids. So, funny enough, it's not like I was in a job that I didn't want to do. And I've always kind of felt like if this TV thing didn't work out, the worst thing that happens to me is I go back to teaching kids who I love.
Yeah.
So it's just, for me, I suppose, being on TV, I have a wider audience, and you know, I've just finished filming a show on RTE, and it was all about girls in sports and why girls drop out of sports, and hopefully that's going to air like in January of next year. But I had 9 girls with me that had dropped out of sport or had never played sport in their lives, and just really had a dislike for it. And my goal was to find out why and what's happening in with our girls, because I saw it as a PE teacher, like first, second, third year, just this massive change in, like, you know, I just don't want to play anymore, I don't want to sweat, I feel like I look stupid, I'm not good enough, all of these things, you know. So that show was amazing and life-changing, actually, even for me. But I feel like my PE teaching has now taken a different turn, and I feel like I can maybe reach more kids, and that's what's so important to me. And I suppose, like, with the Today Show and all that, like, again, I've just been totally blessed. And if you are, I suppose, in work and you're humdrum and you're really not loving it, like, that's just no way to be. Like, you've got to love what you do, you really do. And I know sometimes, like, we don't have a choice, we've got to make money, and whatever way we can, that's what we got to do. But I suppose from my experience in the background, I've always been doing these things. Like, I'm 35 and I'm only just now being spotted, but I've been doing drama and acting and modeling for years. I've been doing the, like, coaching, like, hours and hours after school with kids. I've been doing the mentoring. I'm part of self-esteem, body awareness and body love and self-love programs for years. And now it's all just kind of come together. So, like, I'm a huge believer in, like, when you work hard at something, and you're doing the hard work along the way, you know, you will get what you deserve, I suppose, eventually, and it'll all make sense. I feel like hard work always ultimately pays off. So whatever it is that you're wanting to do, don't give up on that dream. You know, keep working away, and hopefully, like, it will, you'll see it into fruition at some point.
Eimear, I think the main thing there is don't take no for an answer. Isn't it? Just stay pushing through and stay going, and eventually they'll just give in. Thank you so much for joining me today. When can people catch you on the Today Show?
My debut was on the 27th of September. I'm absolutely buzzing. Also, my book is coming out on the 24th of September. So September is a big month for me. I'm really excited about that. It's called the Same But Different, and it's all about Little Eimear. It's kind of about me and growing up and struggling with being different. It's about equality, inclusion, and accepting your uniqueness, and seeing difference as a beautiful thing and not a barrier. So I'm really excited about that. I would love...
doubt people are going to pick that up. This is the month countdown. You're going to have to really rest and relax yourself for the next 2 weeks, because that book coming out and you heading on to the Today Show, you're not sleeping again.
Oh no, God, the stress of it all.
It's worth every bit of it. Eimear O'Neill, thank you so much for joining me today on Jen's Friends. I'm delighted to have hijacked you.
Laura, it was brilliant. And lads out there, if you want to come over and follow me, I would absolutely love it. Follow me on this journey. It's been great. And thank you to those that have been on Instagram, Eimear O'Neill 14. I appreciate all the support. It's been amazing. Thank you, guys.
And you're a joy to follow to boot. We'll talk to you later, Eimear.
Cheers. See
bye,
you, Laura.
Bye. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.